Right now, we want to bring to these microphones Itamar Marcus. He heads up an organization in Israel called Palestinian Media Watch. Their website, palwatch.org, palwatch.org. You need to keep that bookmarked on your computer so you can keep abreast of what's going on. And go to that website. You'll be able to sign up for Itamar's email alerts that come out. I get them all the time. Helps me stay abreast of what's going on, and thus then drives me to have a conversation with Itamar Marcus, who is not in Israel. He has been in Washington, D.C. I'm not sure, are you now in D.C. or in New York?
I was in Washington. I met with a number of congressmen, made a presentation and a lecture to a whole group of congressmen about what's going on in the Palestinian world. And what it turns out is that members of Congress are horrified by the way the Palestinian Authority is using money that the United States is giving them, supposedly to promote a stronger Palestinian economy, a stronger Palestinian society. And yet, the Palestinian Authority is using the money to promote hatred, to promote demonization of Jews, occasionally even demonization of Christians. And especially irritating to the members of Congress is the Palestinian Authority pays salaries to terrorist prisoners, high salaries to terrorist prisoners. None of this would be possible without Western funding. So the United States feels that a portion of the money they are giving to the Palestinian Authority is going to terrorists, and this is, of course, not only against the spirit of American law, it's against the letter of American law, and it's also immoral and unethical.
Were they receptive to your reports, Itamar?
Absolutely receptive, and in fact, a number of members of Congress have been receiving our reports for some time now, and they are using them. And there's legislation that was initiated recently by Congressman Trent Franks and actually 12 or 13 others, which calls for the recategorization of the Palestinian Authority and the PLO as terror organizations as long as they're connected with Hamas and unity government. This isn't actually legislation. It's more a state of the a message of Congress. It's sort of a declarative proposal. The reason why they're doing it this way is that it has a greater chance of passing very, very quickly. And this is a message that they want to be publicized, that the Palestinian Authority and the PLO are really acting as a terror organization when they're together with Hamas. And some of the conditions that they have in this legislation are a direct material that we at Palestinian Media Watch have supplied them. So, for example, they want the Palestinian Authority, in order to be not a terror organization, to stop naming sporting events, schools, and streets after terrorists who kill civilians. I think they're so correct in this. We have been publicizing this problem for such a long time, and I think there is no greater proof of a terrorist identity of a entity, in this case the Palestinian Authority and the PLO. There is no greater proof of their terrorist identity than the fact that they glorify and honor terrorists by naming events after them. I think you really can tell a society by its heroes if they put ethical, moral leadership as their heroes for their children, as the role models for their children, is telling you about them. If they put terrorists who have murdered civilians, dozens of civilians, as heroes for children, how can this be a society that can make peace with Israel? What is this telling us about society? And this is what so outraged members of Congress.
What a great service that Itamar Marcus and his team there in Jerusalem are offering not only to those of us who hear these reports, especially when we have Itamar here on the broadcast and you're able to eavesdrop on those conversations, but he's going to the halls of Congress. He's going to the other parliamentary organizations of other international states as well, getting this information out. Itamar, thank you so very much for making this service available to all of us. Let's go back to Israel just for a moment before we conclude our conversation. I know you've been busy over the last couple of days. I'm so grateful that you could take a moment to be with us. There's a poll that has recently been released in Israel that says most Palestinians want to eliminate the state of Israel. Now, that is not a good indicator of a so-called peace partner.
We are not at all surprised by the results of this poll. And for the very simple reason that we have been documenting that the Palestinian Authority, the Fatah, not just the Hamas, for the very, very longest time, have been telling their people that the end game of the conflict and the confrontation with Israel is the elimination of Israel. This is something that is mentioned regularly by various Palestinian and Fatah leaders. This is something that was said 3 weeks in a row on a Palestinian children's program just in May and June of this year. 3 weeks in a row, young children were taught that Israel stole Palestine in 1948. It was stolen land, and therefore it will come back to us someday. That's the language they use in their program. Coming back to them of what happened in 1948, when they talk about Israeli cities, Jaffa, Haifa, coming back to them, what they mean is the end of Israel. Now, just realize, they never were part of them. There never was a Palestinian state, but it's part of the Palestinian Authority myth, and it's part of the lies they tell to their people, as if there was a Palestinian state, and therefore it has to be returned to them. These were never in history Palestinian Arab cities. They were never part of a Palestinian Arab state. So to say return to them, of course, is a total, total lie. But of course, it also indicates, and this is critical, that they're teaching their people that Israel has to be destroyed. When we see that the moderates are teaching their people, the so-called moderates, that Israel has to be destroyed, then we're not at all surprised that a very strong majority of Palestinians see the end of Israel as something that they have to keep fighting for.
Wow. Itamar Marcus, very busy man in Washington, D.C., traveling all across the world to other national capitals as well, getting this information to the legislators and leaders of those countries. And we were able to catch him for a few moments right here on Prophecy Today. Itamar, hoping that you have a great trip and very profitable trip here in America. We'll talk to Gil real soon. Thank you so much for your efforts and your help with us getting this information out.
And thank you for helping to spread this word so that more people can hear it and use it to fight for Israel.